Hello, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of the Bonus Lounge. On this episode, I have a wonderful guest here with me. Her name is Gloria Idowu, but she calls herself Life of Gloria. She's a lifestyle blogger, content creator, and she's currently making her way into the tech world, tech space, whatever you want to call it. Actually, I feel like she's already in the world because she happens to be working at a tech company already, which is really exciting. Don't let me gas her too much. I make her start because she's literally she's already laughing so hard right now. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Deborah.
How do you feel? Excited. You know, you're on a celebrity podcast. I'll be excited.
So excited, you know, I've been dreaming about this, I've been waiting for this. Like, this is the first podcast I'm being as a person. Yeah, this is the first. Thank you.
I'm probably going to, like, you know, before people don't know you, because you know, when they listen to this podcast now, you're going to be like, I like for Gloria, and they start checking you, So, you have to pay me because it's like I'm doing ads for you.
No problem.
I think I've said things I know about you, but like, I want you to tell us more about yourself.
Okay, my name is Gloria. I'm 20-something.
You guys, let me just say that she's not 20-something. I age starts from 1.
Why explode?
I age starts from 1 and it's not even close to 20 yet. She's a small girl.
Hi guys, don't listen to the brother, listen to me. My name is Gloria. I'm 20-something. I'm a content marketer. I'm a growth marketer. I'm a content creator. I'm a lifestyle blogger. I run a business, although I'm not so serious with it, but I run a business.
That's true.
What else do I do? I live life, enjoy life.
You inhale oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide.
God bless. Yeah, and I'm a student too. I'm currently studying mass communication at Caleb University, 300 level. Yeah, I think that's all about me. What else? Yeah. And I'm 6 feet tall. Am I 6 feet?
You are?
I think I am. Someone said I am.
Let me tell you that I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday and he said, how tall am I? And I said, I'm 5'4".
Yeah. Are you
5'4"?
I don't know. We don't know.
I met Gloria. Let me just let you people know that Gloria begged to be my friend. She literally, she was like,
no.
Who is this Deborah Sisola girl? Who is this Deborah Sisola girl? I really want to be our friend. And she like came to me. I was like, hi, Deborah. You're like a really beautiful girl and I'd like to be your friend and stuff. I'm like, yeah, sure. Would you love Roger Shano? I can be your friend. So, yeah, I mean, I think we are pretty close and stuff.
Yeah, you guys, let me tell you how I made it. Like, let me just check
you. Paying attention to
me. And now, yeah.
Anyways, we happen to like be interested in like similar things and we just vibed and.
Yeah, we became friends.
And
I think Deborah is like, she's really cool. I love what she's like.
Of course, I am cool.
I love her. She's like very, very. What's
okay, okay, don't hype me too much. You know,
sorry,
we are here for you.
Please, let me just say this now.
Yeah.
I'm very supportive. Yeah, she's a very supportive friend. And that's like what I really, really love about her. Thank you.
So, what I was even going to say is that I knew you when you were really a lifestyle blogger. At the time I met you, you were not into tech. And stuff. I think you just started tech like August or something.
Mm-hmm.
June. Was it June?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. And tell us how that has been. How has transitioning into tech been for you?
Okay, this is something people don't know about me. I wasn't planning on transitioning into tech. Was I? I don't know. But I wasn't so serious about it. But I actually got a job offer that made me transition into tech. I was working as a content writer before. Then, along the line, I got tired of my job.
I don't want to speak about because our boss was toxic for whatever reason.
Yeah, I said I would quit my job, and I was crying. And then when I was like, "Come on, don't worry, God, please." No, she said something like, "She know how we have it figured out and all that." She shared it, this supportive friend thing, and then she started sending me her files and all. And I got a job offer at a tech startup as a content creator. But somehow, from being a content creator, they asked me to come and do growth marketing and content marketing. And I was like, oh my God, I have to transition into tech. So I started taking courses on content marketing, growth marketing. Yeah, I started learning things about tech that I didn't even know. Yeah, that's it basically. So I didn't really have the intention of transitioning into tech. I just got the job offer and I was like, you know what, maybe it's time for me to transition.
Maybe this is...
Yeah.
And since you started it, I feel like you are really... Because there was this time, I can't remember what we were saying in front of our friend in Mabong, and then Gloria was almost eating us up. Baba, no, tech is better. Can you call? Is that Natawo? I'm like, what? Relax. Actually, sincerely, I was going to like have someone else on this podcast that was into real estate, but it's not available at the moment. We're supposed to have a discussion about real estate or tech, which way is the way. We're probably still going to have that episode. But personally, yeah, apart from Gloria now, maybe because I'm close to her, I don't know anybody else that is into tech. But I know a couple of people that are into real estate, and I would say I'll go for real estate instead of tech. But that discussion is never for now. Gloria, what's your creative process like?
I don't have. I'm sure. Let me be honest with you guys. It's just, I don't know. I feel I'm weird because everybody talks about this, and I'm like, wait, why are you guys talking about this?
Ask me what my creative process is like.
What's it like?
I don't know too.
You see,
I think I just go with it.
That's it, just go with the flow. And sometimes I just sit down and I just think about stuff. I think I'm a very good observer. But sometimes I'll just sit down in class and I'll just get this, like, I'm not listening to what the lecturer is saying.
Yeah.
I'm off.
I know that you like used to like really type during class that time.
Yeah,
like,
because I know it's when I'm in class that I used to get inspiration. Yeah.
That's your creative process. Okay, but I can't think of what my creative process is right now.
I think I
just go with the flow too.
That's it, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
When the idea comes.
But like, you are a lifestyle vlogger, even though you're not putting as much as you used to do, because tech is already taking over. They're already paying you 500k per month. You're not a big girl.
You don't care about us,
your audience that read your blogs anymore.
I wrote something on my status today. I don't know if you saw it. I was even ranting, but I was just talking randomly. Like, you know what? Okay, we were having a conversation yesterday and we were talking about my blog.
Yeah.
And how I write about random things and all.
Yeah.
And I was saying to my story a bit, my WhatsApp status, and I was like, you know what? I don't even know what to write about. Not like, I don't have writer's block, I guess. But I don't know what to write about.
I was even going to ask you, how are you so comfortable putting yourself out? Because like, what you write in your blog should be something about
personal.
Yourself. Yeah, something personal. Why are you so comfortable doing that?
Okay, I started reading Cassie's blog when I was like 14. Yeah. And the thing about Cassie writes about everything. At break, at school, she writes about everything. Like, her life is out there. I was like, oh, if this girl can be vulnerable, then what's stopping me from being vulnerable? But at the same time, as I feel, it's helping me too. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes when I get tired and all that, it feels like there's no one to talk to. I'll just start writing and be crying and I'm writing, and then somebody will now read it. I'm like, I can relate to you. It feels like I'm not alone. Do you get?
Yeah.
Instead of bottling my feelings, let me just put it out there. Let everyone know, oh, this
like
is
your,
they broke her
your
heart.
Public journal.
God bless you that everybody that they broke their heart will come and we'll cry together. Do you get? Yeah, that's
I was going to ask you how you come up with your content, but like most of your content are like vlog stuff. But I see you do. What's the name of your company? Tell us the name of your company.
I work at ZP.
Okay, I want to tell that later, because she's literally wearing the hoodie in the studio right now, and she's feeling herself a lot. Yeah. I just happen to be that wearing Tumi's hoodie, but Tumi's is not bone of contention. Is that correct? Bone of contention. Well, anyhow, what English is that? And it's not even our father language. We're just stressing ourselves. Anyways, I'm going to ask you, how do you come up with your content? Like, because I see you do Twitter space and sometimes you just write random stuff, or you like try and do creative videos.
Okay, I think I observe, I look at it. Okay, the thing about me is that sometimes you just see me on my laptop. I'm not doing anything serious. I'm just checking what other people are doing.
Yeah.
I'm just checking, like, I have like 5 tabs open and you see different companies. You see these are different fintech companies. So I just look at what people are doing, and sometimes I see when I wake up, I just, oh god, this thing is kids. So I think I look at what people are doing and just try to relate it to what we are doing too.
Okay, during your process of transitioning into tech, what mistakes have you made that you wish you had? Yeah, but which one?
Oh wait, is it like life mistake?
No, like your process of transitioning into tech.
I don't think I've made any life. Okay, like along the job, maybe like, okay, I'm supposed to do this thing the right way and the wrong way and all that. But I've not really made any mistake, because most of the things I do, I look at it. Okay, this person, personally, I look at what people have done. Like, I know people in the tech space, yes, and yes. I look at them. Mm-hmm. Most of them, I even send them message, ask them questions, because I don't want to get lost. So I don't think I've made any mistake. But what mistake? Well, maybe I'm supposed to do this, and I didn't do it like that.
How I was supposed to do it like that.
I remember there was one time I sent out an email. Since then, I've stopped sending out emails.
What was in the email? Was it like a newsletter?
It was a newsletter. And the, I was supposed to edit it because it wasn't looking. So I edited it and I realized that the letters were too bold. No, I didn't realize. I sent the draft to my mail. It was okay. Then I forgot to send the second draft after editing to my mail. So I sent it out and then I realized that everybody got the wrong one, the one with big letters and all. Then I got a message and someone was like, oh, this.
Am I signed on to your newsletter? I don't think so.
No. Like, oh my god, I'm going to quit my job. You know,
I'm going to fire you before the end of the week.
No, I was like, I'm going to quit my job. Then I remember one time my friend was telling me that, oh god, you are just new in this industry, they're going to fire you, something like that. And I felt like crying. So really sad.
But like, you're working with a startup tech, huh?
Like what? I'd be like, god, I cannot make mistake. Then the last man will start dragging me on Twitter. You know, one thing I hate, one thing I'm trying to avoid, someone dragging me on my company on Twitter. Imagine me sending rubbish now and someone will now come on Twitter. Who is the gross? I remember I went to my friend and all, then I was going home and I saw somebody's story. She's a very big person. Not like big, but she's a very big person.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Like, lots of people, they have that number and all that. Mm-hmm. So she was like, tell her that. Like, I remember texting my friend.
Did you reach out to her?
No. I have her number. She didn't know I was working as dead thing.
Oh, okay.
So I texted my co-worker, I was like, you know what, this girl wants to drag us, I'm ready for her this night. I texted and I said, yeah, I'm everything, what's up, and she was like, oh, why don't you guys do this, do that, and oh, I'm like, oh, so you wanted to advise me?
Relax, you see, this is why you need to relax.
Okay. Relax. But it was crazy, daddy, because I already told my co-worker that, you know what, this girl wants to drag us. She knows I'm working as tech. Why did she text me?
Anyways, moving on. Okay, so you're into tech now. You write a lot and stuff. What do you do for fun?
Watch movies.
Personally, I used to say I watch movies for fun, but I feel like it's getting boring.
It's okay.
Like, how much is it getting bored of watching movies? Like, I don't even have to, not like I'm bored of it, but I want to do something more exciting things. Yeah. Because
I wrote like bucket list of things I would love to do. Yeah. But I don't have the luxury. I want to travel. I want to go out. I want to
You want to go to club. Do you think you'll be a club person if you're like,
no.
I don't like the idea. I personally
I just want to just experience it and probably blog about it.
Yeah,
I'll come back to my house and sleep.
I think, but I've experienced the old club vibe. I don't like, there was this time I had to like host the red carpet thing at a club, and almost somebody was smoking beside me, so that's if I slapped the person. Because like, this meal was giving me headache. Then they were playing loud music. I'm like, please,
you know, this party where you use, one crazy thing about me is that I just like life, dear. You know, I like that kind of life. Nobody's.
Man, I want to go to Abeokuta, but I want to take the train. The reason why I go to Abeokuta is because I want to use the train.
I just love old things and
we have to like make money. We have to stack up ASAP so we can like start traveling and stuff. Anyways, what else are you into? Are you into like fashion?
I'm not into fashion.
So apart from tech and writing.
Tell us about your business. Okay, I don't know. You guys, the thing is, I've been doing this for like 2 years now, but I'm never consistent. Like, before I got my job, like my proper job, I was doing this part time. When I'm broke, I can't collect money from my daddy. I'll buy clothes, sell it, collect the money, chop it. And when I'm broke again, I'll go and collect money from my dad. So I decided that, you know what, why don't I focus on this thing this time? Yeah. Even focusing on it, I'm not yet focusing on it. I started this Asherby thing where we source fabrics, we package and deliver it. We save the stress of going to the market to get clothes. No, we don't have to do that. So I started this, although I've not been serious about it. Like, I know I've not been serious about it the way I want to. And the thing is that I'm not even supposed to launch yet.
Because at the time where you launched was almost when we were resuming back home.
I wasn't supposed to launch yet. I had this plan in my head since I was in London before I even entered the school. But I was like, no, let me just wait till I'm done with school. And at that time, I feel my friends too. showing.
You know now, yeah, because like now, right now we are target audience.
God bless you.
The best we can do for you is like just advertise like other people that might know.
So I'm supposed to launch, but I was having to
mental. Let me just put something out.
Break down and feel like, you know what, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. I said, let me just focus on this thing and just learn. And I learned. And then I learned. And I put it like this.
You basically become.
But it's just like knowing that. Oh,
wait, why did my Yoruba sound like ego? You basically become.
Period.
Yeah. But anyhow, Sha, it's all hard. What goals for the next 5 years?
I don't get goals. I'm just a boy.
Wait, who is this? I'll be friend. What do you mean? I don't have goals. You have a business. What are your goals?
Let me read it for you.
Okay, sis.
My 5 years plan, running from university by God's grace, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I want to move out of my parents' house. I want to work. I want to travel to 2 countries. I want to be in a relationship. This single life is not for me. Probably be a full-time content creator on IG and YouTube. Like, I was even telling them,
you think you want to start like a YouTube channel? So
yes, that's what I want to say. I want to start a YouTube channel for me and my man. I don't have a man yet.
What's going to happen? Do you know that I always watch like this couple YouTube? I'm like, what happens if they break up? Like, who takes the channel?
If you don't delete it, I'll continue.
Why people will continue working as partners? You just be sharing, because like, I mean, if the channel is already to a point where you're already making money from it and stuff, you're not going to end it. You just work with your partners.
Let me tell you something. I'm not going to break up. The thing is that before I start this channel, I'm going to go and pray. I'll take the man soon. God bless you. You cannot come and spoil my life for me. But I'm just saying, like, jokingly. Probably, yeah, it's something I would love to do. I'm just going to open a YouTube channel where I get to my hostel. I'm manifesting this thing. So well, I'll start the YouTube channel.
You want to go on the channel when you get to your hostel right now?
No, I'm going to open it and just put it there. Just like the way I did for my business, I'm manifesting it.
Okay, sis. Anyways, who would you like to collaborate with?
Me.
Yeah.
Oh,
Cleve. I know what she's talking about, you guys.
You guys, I've been seeing this guy in my dreams.
You want to mention his name? Do you want me to mention his name?
No, why go mention his name?
In case he's listening, I said that I can reach out to you.
No. Who would I love to?
Inhale, exhale. Always ask like questions, 3 questions. I have to like give me answer. So, how could a man go outside in the pouring rain without protection and not have a hair on his head get wet? Texas.
I suppose not. With the pouring rain.
He goes out without protection, meaning he's not in a car or bus or whatever. So it's just him inside the rain.
How is that?
I'll be under the rain.
Anyway. Well, I don't know. They ask my question.
Wow.
What's the answer?
He's bald. He has no hair on his
head. Oh! Ask me again.
He has no hair on his head, so it can't get wet. Anyways, you don't go. You unload it. We already told you what they unload it. Anyways, guys.
You guys, thank you. There's
what? You're probably going to be hearing a lot from Gloria, because I think she's going to be on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to be on this podcast. I'm going to come and tell you guys about my story, my life story.
When she gets the man, this will be the first place that you guys hear.
You guys will not rest. I'll be tagged, but I'm going to post on social media. You know, I've not been posting on social media for like
months. I haven't posted on social media.
You know my name. If you want to look for me.
Wow, you're so proud. Text me.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You said that you already know my name.
That's how we call.
You know, you need to introduce yourself as Life of Gloria. Introduce yourself as Gloria.
I have these kinds for Gloria. Go and look for 2 minutes. Adebola Titola. Then you look at our followers and our
following. Let me tell you that before we started recording, I'm wearing my Timmy's hoodie as well, and
she's wearing as
well. And Gloria is always calling me to, like, actually, most of my friends call me Timmy's now. And I'm like, you guys do realize that Timmy's is a different brand, Debola Silola is like a different brand. So on the podcast, it's Debola Silola, and Timmy's is my business. And
I don't know anybody called Debola Silola. I know somebody called Timmy's. I call them Timmy's because I even saved their number as Timmy's.
I think half of everybody that knows me now have that number.
To me.
Fresh, I like it. You guys come. Let the name stick. Yeah. Anyways, Gloria, Life of Gloria. Yes, thank you so much for coming on Debola's Lounge. This is literally the first proper episode since I ghosted, and
did you enjoy my posting?
No, I have not been posting too. And
you know what I'm
wait, before we end this podcast, let me end on, you know, that I am now a Maka creator, which is really exciting.
Yay!
Okay, so that's about it, guys. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, Gloria. Can't wait to have you in the studio again recording another episode. Period.